Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges. Today's Thursday, the day we try to apply and live out what we've been learning all week. And this week we've been learning about how 2,000 years ago in the Bible, there were already people trying to use the Christian church for their own criminal or immoral purposes. It still happens today, as we discussed on Monday. There are still people who find the church a useful place to abuse. A place where they can get access to children or money or whatever it is that their criminal minds lead them towards. And this was happening 2,000 years ago, where a man named Simon heard about the good news of Jesus Christ, listened to Philip preach it, decided to follow Philip, but it turns out he was really looking to bolster his magic act. He wanted to learn some new tricks. He wanted to learn how to do what the apostles were doing, where they laid hands on people and the Holy Spirit came to them. And he wanted to channel the Holy Spirit. He wanted to use God to impress people, amaze people, and make money. That was what Simon was really all about, even though he had for a time believed and been baptized as a follower of Jesus. When Peter heard this, his reaction was pretty swift and powerful. Just to remind you, here's what Peter said to Simon once he found out that Simon wanted to pay him to learn how to lay hands and zap people with the Holy Spirit. "Your heart is not right before God. Repent, therefore, of this wickedness of yours and pray to the Lord that, if possible, the intent of your heart may be forgiven you. For I see that you are in the gall of bitterness and in the bond of iniquity." And Simon answered, "Pray for me to the Lord, that nothing of what you have said may come upon me." So we've just realized that Simon was trying to use God, like the mafia members we talked about Monday, who might use a veneer of Catholicism to look legitimate and good, but in fact they're hiding their criminal activities. Simon is trying to do that too. He's trying to use the Christian movement to learn how to zap people with the Holy Spirit and impress people and make money. This is not cool. Now, Peter's message for Simon was very simple: repent. Repent means turn around. If you've been going this way and it's wrong, turn around, go the other way. Repent. Pray for God's forgiveness. This is amazing news. Now, you may not be a member of the mafia. If you are, I'd love to hear from you. I'd be fascinated to know if mafia members are listening right now. But you're probably not. Chances are most average people listening to this are not mafia members. You may not be a magician. You may not be like Simon. But there is some Simon in each and every one of us. There is a part of every one of us that wants to use God. We may not think so. You may hear that and say, "What? Me? No." But I have heard so many people talk in ways that reveal that their heart is truly not quite right before God, because we are selfish, broken, sinful human beings. What happens is we say things like, "I can't believe I've gotten so sick. I've gone to church my whole life. I've tried to be such a good person. I've never hurt anybody. Why would God do this to me?" You see, that's coming from a terrible place. Obviously, anybody who's that sick, that hurt, I really feel for you. It's terrible. But when we ask questions like that, it just reveals something about our hearts that says, you know what, I'm pretty sure God owes me something. I'm pretty sure I have done the right things, that God should do something for me. It's at that moment we're trying to use God. We're also like Simon when we decide, you know what, I'm going to join a church in order to meet a spouse, or I'm going to join a church in order to make business contacts, or just for the social fun of it, or anything like that. These are not, you know, axe murderers I'm talking about, regular people. We all have a little bit of Simon in us that is actually taking something that God intends for good, something that God intends to transform us, to transform the world, the church, and we're using it for our own purposes. We say, I'm going to, you know, improve myself. I'm going to, you know, somehow use God to make myself better, more powerful, whatever it might be. There are all these ways we can do this, and sometimes we don't even realize it until it's too late. And if you're feeling a little guilty about that right now, if you're identifying some way that you've used God or the church, it's okay, you're in good company. Simon did it, I've done it, we've all done it, and the best news ever is that Simon is invited to repent and pray for God's forgiveness. And you can do that too, and I can do that too. Here's a guy who's described as having wickedness in his heart, of being chained up with sin. Bonds are used. You know, Peter talks about him being bound up. Here's a guy who's so far gone, you'd expect him to be beyond repair, that God could never work with him, God could never forgive him, and yet it's exactly what happens, and so it can happen to you too. Thank God. This is not a cause for despair, it is our cause for hope. None of us are beyond God's salvation. It's at that moment that Simon says, "Pray for me. Peter, apostles, please pray for me that I might be able to avoid the fate that you've just described." He realizes how wrong he's been, and he finally submits. While Simon has thought he's been in charge all this time, in charge of God, the apostles, and all that, he's going to buy the apostles' power to zap people with the Holy Spirit. Now, finally, he submits, and he says, "Pray for me. I can't even do this on my own. I can't. There's finally something I can't do and I can't pay for. Please pray for me." He finally humbles himself and submits to God, the Holy Spirit, and God's apostles. He needs other followers of Jesus to help him do the right thing, to help him repent and submit to God, and so do we. And so that's where your challenge comes in today. List the ways that you've tried to use God, that maybe you've thought of because of today's topic. What would it look like for you to repent and go a different way in life, and who can you ask to pray for you? If there's nobody in your life who you know to be a follower of Jesus, then get in touch with me. I will pray for you. I'd love to pray for you. Tell me if there's a way I can pray for you to avoid sin, to repent, and submit yourself to God instead. That's your challenge for today. If you do have somebody else that you're discussing these challenges with who's trying to follow Jesus, they might be that person. I hope you'll spend some time today or tomorrow praying for God's forgiveness and ability to follow Him selflessly in the future. Well, have a great one. I'll see you tomorrow as we take time to pray and reflect. Bye for now.